Good morning, everyone. This morning we have Gurudeva's commentary on the eighth Mambushu. You are familiar with Yulaw, Yulam, Yulaf, and Yulamp. These portraits appear in the Ni'if Mambushum exactly as they do in the Mamsani, which you concentrated upon during previous studies. Now, however, we will offer some different insights into these four states of being, which may provide deeper clarification as you prepare to meditate on the Ni'if Mambushum. Ni'if, which as you know means awareness, changes its form into many other images, pictures, portraits, and monograms constantly, hour after hour. It is the Ni'if Mambushum of the first nine Mambushum that shows the relationships between states of awareness and the four states of being, comparing them to the three basic attainments, Karayana, Vumche Udi, and Simshum BC. You are now seated in lotus posture and are therefore fully aware of your physical body. You should at this very moment be able to sense the vibratory rate of at least three of the states of being, Yulaw, Yulam, and Yulaf, as well as to Ama Una, the fourth state, Yulamph. Feel the vibration of your physical bodies, your muscles, the bones, the circulation which grows out of the vibration named Yulaw. Excitement is an emotional state of Yulam vibration. It is not wise for those on the sadhana marga to dwell in excitement nor in other Yulam emotions. It is the Yulam that causes the problems of the world. The Indomph, Indoph, and Insomph states must all be transmuted into Yulaw, the vibration of the actinic energy that is felt in Iensim Liam Kasi. Study closely these relationships in your meditation today. Feel, then try to hold the Nalif of Yulaw for the entire half hour during your meditation on the Ni'if Mambushum. Feel the Simshum Bisi power of Yulaw dominate the actinodic force of Yulam and the odic forces of Yulaw. By perfecting this meditation, you will realize that you are truly a spiritual being. This Mambushum is in two parts. Try to recall all that you have learned about Indomph, Indoph, and Insomph. Though these areas do not apply to you necessarily, they do to people you know or have known. Remember a few of those people and compare states of consciousness they live in to the areas of the mind that you are now living in as you purify your emotion and intellect more and more. We can now see that part one of this Mambushum shows us, in yet a different way, the transmuted road from the confusions of worldliness into the sublimity of the fourth dimension of the mind, the sub-second world. Note how the purified intellect affects the Yulaw vibration of the physical body, giving gentle refinement. Part two of the Mambushum is the goal that is naturally flowed into when Karayana and Vumche Udi are attained and balanced. Simshum Bisi is the flower that bursts forth from this balance. There is no other way for this to happen than quite naturally. The results of it happening are that Ni'if, Insof, Kaif, and finally Im Kaif are utilized and realized. This is the goal, worth fighting the inner battle against the worldly pulls of indomph, indoff, and insomph. You will enjoy your meditation each time you meet this Mambushum. It is not unusual that the vibrations of Yulaf, Yulam, and Yula may be felt simultaneously. Try to master locating these three vibrations I have previously suggested as often as you can. Meditate for a while on the eight states of awareness. Make your comparisons in firmly deciding the areas in awareness you firmly believe you should live in for the rest of your life. That's Mambushum 8 commentary. Now we have something a little lighter. This is Gurudeva's Introduction to Seven Dimensions of the Mind, which has the subtitle, A Mystical Map of Existence and Consciousness. As you know, we're doing construction work on Irwan Temple, and I was thinking of the scaffolding, how it has different platforms going up. Each platform can access a different part of the structure. To access the part of the structure you want, you have to go to a specific platform. You can't go to the one above or the one below. You won't be able to work on it. So what Gurudeva is giving us is a structure which has platforms in it, which allows us to work on the specific area of consciousness, and he's giving us the identity that we are awareness. So we have the three things. The person doing it is awareness, free from personality, just pure awareness. And you're standing on the scaffolding. The scaffolding represents the chakra system. And then from each of the platforms on the scaffolding or from a different chakra, you look out into its corresponding dimension of consciousness. So if you want to experience the fourth dimension, you have to stand on the chakra of the Anahata, or it's in Shum, is called Rimche Nali. So this is, when we're standing on the platform, this is what we see on different from different levels of the platform. The dimensions are a positive and helpful way of looking at life and understanding the experiences we have on the inner path. By identifying experience as being within one dimension or another, we are able to know at all times just where we are in consciousness, and that knowledge is the control over awareness that we need to continue the upward climb. At all times, we are flowing through all of the dimensions. They all exist in total completion right now within us. However, we are only conscious periodically in one or another of them as awareness magnifies itself and registers the dimension by focusing upon it, shall we say. Well, that's a very important point. All the inner states of consciousness are always functioning, but we're not aware of them. The challenge is to become aware of what is already functioning by focusing upon it and magnifying it. The example I use is soft music. You can have music so softly playing in the background that you can't hear it if there's any other noise in the foreground. But it's still there even though you can't hear it. So to become aware of the music, you have to quiet the noise in the foreground, which is produced by your own mind, identify it, and then focus and magnify it. And then you'll be able to fully hear it. But it's always there. Awareness itself functions differently from one dimension to another. When we look at life from the fourth dimension, we see more in depth than we can from the third or the second. Remember when we studied the second dimension, we found no depth at all? Then we created the third. We put depth and life, vigor and vitality to the second dimension of things that was just sitting there. Next, we became tangled in this vigor and vitality, in the relationships between people and people and people and things, and subconscious was created. The sense of ego, of personality, evolved out of the third dimension, for it is composed strictly of odic magnetic force. The intellect and emotions dominated us. When we release awareness to travel freely in the mind, by managing positively the second and third dimensions, we enter into another perspective. We gained the overview, a mountaintop consciousness from which we could see a 9-day scope of time and look into and through all of the intricacies of the third dimension and how it is created. In a sense, we put more light into the third dimension, the dark area of the mind. When we are in inner darkness and confusion, that is the third dimension totally. But as we brought more light into the third dimension and saw how it was constructed, we were in the fourth dimension and could also look into the deeper dimensions. From the fifth dimension, we became aware of the intricacies and the inner workings of the fourth dimension, seeing what psychic nerves look like, seeing how psychic nerve currents draw their energy from the central source of energy. In the fifth dimension, we became aware of a bright light that filled the cranium. In a flash, we intuited vast knowledge and saw the creation, preservation, and destruction of objects over seeming great spans of time simultaneously in the now. A deep love, a universal and all-embracing love, unfolded. Compassion burst forth as we came to understand the predicament of our fellow man. Awareness, too, changed. Instead of traveling or flowing through the mind, now it could focus and look into any area without seeming to move. Experiences came before our inner vision, and we could even bring past and future into the now. Later, we evolved into the sixth dimension, where all form is reduced to sound and color. The Devanic or heavenly realm of forces, as represented by gods, deities, and devas, became manifest. From the sixth dimension, which corresponds to the Ajna chakra or third eye, inner worlds opened and light flooded through the entire body. The seventh dimension or Sahasrara chakra brought us into pure consciousness or pure space void of form. Awareness aware only of itself. Here awareness finally withdraws even from the magnificent visions of superconsciousness and with no objects is able to contemplate itself as Kaif. Finally, the snake swallows its own tail, awareness dissolves, and only that remains, the self-God beyond all dimensions of the mind. Of course, it is one thing to hear about the dimensions, to be intellectually fascinated by the vastness of this perspective, and quite another to make them an experiential part of our lives. This is what must be done next. Identify the dimensions within the context of your own personal experience. Ask yourself, which dimension does this kind of happening belong to? How does one dimension relate to and exist within another inside of me? Mark off the various areas of the mind, map them out carefully, and you will identify and enjoy aspects of yourself you never knew existed before. You will observe that man is a whole, the totality of all existence residing within him in various layers of subtle and gross vibration, evolving ever more subtle as the continuum penetrates deeper into his being, reaching ultimately the timeless, spaceless reality of himself, which he then identifies as the one reality in all of existence. That's a lot just for an introduction. Certainly rich there. Such wonderful teachings. So the point I was making at the beginning is important to remember that we look out. So we're looking out from the fourth chakra, and we see the fourth dimension. We look out from the fifth chakra, we see the fifth dimension. So it's like standing on the scaffolding, standing on the fourth platform on the scaffolding. We have to be there. Awareness has to be there and then look out in order to experience it. If we're somewhere else, then on another platform, we won't be able to see it. Have a wonderful day.